Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you've ever heard Elvis or Otis Redding or Lou Rawls or the Drifters or Dionne Warwick, you probably heard the great Sissy Houston, right, Dean?
Yeah, she was part of the group, the Sweet Inspirations, longtime backup singers for all those people, Aretha Franklin. I mean, the list goes on and on. A who's who of people who made music in the 60s and 70s. Sissy Houston, of course, the mother of Whitney Houston. And Sissy passed away yesterday. She had been in hospice care for quite a while with Alzheimer's disease, but she died at her home in New Jersey yesterday. She is a two-time gospel Grammy winner, the author of three books, was very outspoken and vocal following the death of Whitney Houston and all the accusations that came out about Whitney Houston after her death. But 91 years old, great career for her, Sissy Houston.
Tell us about the benefit concert planned for the hurricane victims in the Southeast.
Yeah, I'm glad that they are doing that there. It would be nice if, you know, other parts of the country also did their own concerts and then sent all the money, because, man, are they ever going to need it, especially now, you know, with news of a new hurricane, Milton, that's going to be coming through. But at the moment, they have Luke Combs, they have Eric Church, Billy Strings, and James Taylor set for what they are calling Concert for Carolina benefit. It's going to be October 26th at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. If anyone's interested in going to that, tickets are available through Ticketmaster starting Thursday, and all the proceeds will go toward all the relief efforts that are taking place across the Carolinas and the Southeast. Dolly Parton, of course, donated $1 million of her own money to help out in the relief effort as well. I don't know if she's going to be part of that concert or not. And right now they're not saying whether or not the show will be streaming or will be available for those of us around the country outside of the Bank of America Stadium area to see the show. But if we hear anything about that, we will definitely let you know.
Based on today's news about Taylor Swift, she can donate a few bucks to this cause easily.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's, I don't want to make it sound like she doesn't donate, because she's very generous with her money. But right now we haven't heard of her donating to that particular fund. But yeah, you're right. She sure can't afford it. Forbes magazine yesterday put out their list of the richest female musicians in the world. Not a shock that Taylor Swift now is number one on that list. Her net worth is estimated to be $1.6 billion. Wow. $1.6 billion. And that knocks Rihanna out of the number one spot down to number two, because she is worth a mere $1.4 billion. So she couldn't quite top the list for a second year in a row. Rihanna's money mostly comes from makeup lines, fashion, other businesses. Taylor Swift's money is strictly from music and performances. And she's one of the few artists, really, in the post-COVID era where everybody else saw a loss of streaming revenue and loss of ticket sales. Taylor Swift's skyrocketed through the roofs, of course, with her Eras tour and other music projects, albums, and things that have come out. Really, if they're not doing a college course examining her phenomenal financial rise, never mind her popularity and the music and all that, but really savvy marketing and investing and business things that are way above my pay level. Somebody really ought to be examining all that, because it is, whoever's handling that for her, it's remarkable, absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, she should teach at the Harvard Business School. Yeah. Can you imagine if she ever sells her music publishing rights like these other artists do, what that would do to her bank account?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? I mean, maybe everybody else knows this but me, but you don't hear the name of a manager a lot in connection with all of Taylor Swift's success, do you?
No. I honestly, I couldn't even tell you who it was. I remember when she first started off, she had that same producer that Justin Bieber used and a lot of the young artists used. I can't even remember that guy's name, but she had a big falling out with the guy, and he was the reason that she went back and re-recorded a lot of her songs, because the former manager owned the rights to all of that, and she didn't want him to benefit from that. So she went on and recorded new versions and told her fans, don't buy his versions, buy my versions.
It worked, too.
And anything that Taylor tells her fans to do, they do.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, but I mean, there's no, like, Brian Epstein that you hear about with her. Yeah.
No,
I think a lot of it must just be her.
It very well could be. She's a pretty smart little cookie.
Which Taylor is why Swift I'll be, is a worldwide celebrity of influence.
Thank you, Walter.
Walter offers his opinion on
he explained it.
Taylor from time to time.
Dean, this story about Al Pacino is pretty scary, isn't it?
He has a book coming out, a memoir that's coming out, which he, you know, recalls many things that happened in his life. But truly one of the scariest things that he talked about was something that happened during COVID. He is 84 years old now, so he must have been like 82, something like that, when this happened during COVID. He got it and had a tremendous fever. He was dehydrated. You'll remember all the things that, you know, people went through back during the pandemic when COVID struck, especially before the vaccinations. But his assistant happened to be there, noticed that they felt no pulse. There were no signs of life for him. Called the paramedics. They filled him up full of fluids, and he came back to life. The pulse came back, but he was gone for a little while until they were able to revive him. A very, you know, as probably, I guess, as close to near death as you possibly can if there's no pulse or anything else. But he said, interestingly, the experience has not changed the way that he lives his life. Some people may have, you know, may make a few changes along the way when something like that happens. Not Al Pacino.
Yes, not.
Yeah. The book, by the way, is called Sunny Boy, and it comes out 1 week from today.
I've been looking forward to your interview with J.B. Smoove, because I want to know, what is he really like?
He could not be more delightful. We did a nice little Zoom chat with him yesterday, because he's his next project now. You know, he's been on Curb Your Enthusiasm for like 10 years, something like that. But his next project is going to be game show host. He's got a game show that's going to be on Amazon Prime on a streaming service. It'll start Wednesday, October the 30th, and the show is called Buy It Now. And it sounds like, I haven't seen any episodes of it yet, but it sounds a little like Shark Tank, where people come on and they show their products, their inventions, to a Shark Tank-like panel. If they approve of the product, it goes on to a panel of celebrities, people who have also marketed their products, like Gwyneth Paltrow and Anthony Anderson and Tabitha Brown. There's a long list of celebrities that'll be all part of this. And then if it passes the muster with them, then the project goes up on Amazon, you know, on the Amazon website, where people can actually buy it. So it's a pretty different concept of game show. It's called Buy It Now. It starts October the 30th. But while I had JB on the phone line, I had to talk about his character that he, brought to us on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So hilarious with Larry David. I asked him to, remember and kind of reflect on his Curb Your Enthusiasm days.
Larry finds a way to touch those little nerves of humanity and how people think, and what bugs people, what makes them laugh, what makes, but I think that he just has this unique thing. He I don't know how he does it, but he finds these little nuances in life and he punctuates them so well.
So fun. Yeah, you're such a good combination. You were so great on that show and such a major part of that show. What did that mean to you as a comedian to be part of this ensemble?
It meant that, I think as comedians, to have different streams of revenue and things that we can do, I always wanted to make sure that I can apply things that I truly love to do, which is I love to improv, and I improv, and every show, every movie I've ever been in, they've allowed me to do that. And I think it's just in the stars, man. I think somehow, some way, my path ended up where, sometimes you end up where you're supposed to be at in some weird sense. And being a part of that amazing show, being a fan of the show, my wife told me I would be on the show, and certain things just had to happen in a certain order, that if that order was different, I would have never even heard about a Curb audition.
Yeah, there you go. Leon Black from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hilarious. With lots of different projects. He's the voice in some of the animated movies that are out right now. But his Amazon Prime game show called Buy It Now will debut on October the 30th.
Smart. I faked cordiality and I feigned interest.
He's a smart guy.
Fantastic.
We should quickly give a shout out to Common. This is a very nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah, this is really kind of a dream come true for Common, who not only has an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy Award, it's the top of his game with music, top of his game with acting, but he never stops giving back to the community. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, actually not far from where I grew up. He grew up around 74th and East End Avenue, and there was a school there which they were about to tear down. He invested money into it to bring it back, to rehab it. They opened the school as a middle school, and then yesterday they cut the ribbon on this school, which is a school for the arts, specifically for the arts. It's called Arts in Motion Charter School, and it now has grown to 110,000 square feet. It is Common's years-long commitment to arts and education, and he said nothing has been more meaningful to him that he has ever been a part of. So congratulations to him for spearheading it, and the project is going great, and kids, especially now with the programs being cut at schools.
Yep.
Here's an opportunity for kids who, love the arts, show an interest to the arts where they can flourish with something like that. So, thank you. Thank you, Common. He is a genuinely great guy.
Good for Common. Good for Chicago. Thank you, Dean.
Yep.